Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Robbie Motter, the host of Diva Strategies for Success, where every day I get to bring you a dynamic guest. And today my guest is Michelle Berquist. Let me tell you a little something about this amazing woman. Michelle Berquist is a nationally recognized author, award-winning entrepreneur, lively moderator, and engaging professional speaker. Currently, Michelle is the CEO and co-founder of Connected Women of Influence, a Southern California Association of Professional Women Leading People Project Teams and Company. Michelle is also the co-founder of Sue Talks. Sue Talks are bold, passionate talks and viewpoints centered around business and success by successful, unstoppable, and empowering women. Michelle is a passionate advocate to advance women in business and committed to designing platforms, programs, connections, and collaborative opportunities that result in more women leading projects, teams, people, and companies. Michelle has been recognized by the National Association of Women Business Owners as the Women's Advocate of the Year, by the East County Chamber with the Women in Leadership Award, and by San Diego Metro Magazine as one of the women who impact San Diego. Another passion for Michelle is to see more women becoming published authors and thought leaders. She is a founding partner of Women Lead Publishing, the go-to source for aspiring women authors who want to share their expertise and build credibility, impact, and influence through published work. With a passion to give back in business, Michelle's philanthropic efforts have resulted in over 250,000 contributions for local nonprofit organizations that support women and young girls. Michelle's corporate background includes 13 years in commercial background and over 25 years as an entrepreneur and business owner. She is the author of two books, How Women Sabotage Their Success in Business, According to Men, and How to Build a Million-Dollar Database. Michelle's professional background includes over 20 years' expertise in helping companies develop winning business plans, obtain funding, increase sales, and improve business performance and success. She is a graduate of the University of Nebraska and Lincoln, Go Big Red, and a past board member of the National Association of Women Business Owners, the Fountain Valley Chapter of Commerce. The Fountain Valley Chamber of Commerce, YWCA of San Diego, and the American Institute of Banking. Welcome, Michelle. I'm so thrilled to have you on the show.
Well, all I got from all that, Robbie, is I feel very old after you read that.
Well, you know,
I'm feeling tired.
We get more knowledgeable as we get older, right?
I guess that's it. You know, we get wise and we learn, I hope. We're always learning. But thank you for having me on the show. I'm very excited today.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy to have you. Tell me a little bit about your corporate background and entree into entrepreneurship.
That tough word, entrepreneurship. No, I was, I came from commercial banking, so I was in the banking arena, but I went through in my corporate career, five mergers and acquisitions over 13 years. So in the early 90s, I said for those of you in California, when Security Pacific was gobbled up by Bank of America, I said, this is no more for me. So I literally jumped in another recession in the early 90s and started my own business back in 1991. And what I did was I bought a franchise that was a training company and did strategic planning and things like that. So that's how I just couldn't take it anymore in the corporate world and didn't want to work in downtown Los Angeles. And after five mergers, all I ever got used to in my corporate career was how to navigate, how to change. So I said, that's enough.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that about you. My cousin was the head of the catering for that bank for many years.
Oh. You know, Security Pacific was a good bank, but, yeah, it was just constant change when I was in banking.
Well, you know, the City Club is now what that used to be, isn't it?
Oh, I didn't know that. No, in downtown Los Angeles?
I think so. I think that's the location for it. Now, you have started more than one business. Tell me about journey from one business to the next.
I love that. Yes, I am a serial entrepreneur that hasn't always had the plan go according to plan. How's that for an entree into my world of entrepreneurship? So when I first started, you know, I bought a franchise thinking, yeah, this is going to be fabulous. You pay a lot of money. They tell you exactly how to do things. I was in my very early 30s at the time, and 2 years after starting my business, I just realized, which I hope you'll laugh, is I didn't really love having to do things and follow rules in the franchise-approved way. So after about 2 years in being my own business with the franchise, I decided to shift and pivot a little bit. And what I ended up doing after going through my entire 401k plan, which was really rough to do, and not seeing the results I wanted, is I got really serious. And I sat down and started to write a business plan. And, you know, what was interesting in going through that process and seeing how fast money can go, Robbie, was, you know, a plan is so important, yet it is one colossal pain in the colossal butt to put together. But what prompted all of that was, if I thought it was such a pain in the butt, and I came from banking, a really great kind of like mindset happened for me is how to connect the dots and help other small businesses put together their business plan, whether they were looking for financing or funding or if they were looking to launch their business. And so that's what I actually evolved to from the franchise that I own, and that became a fabulous specialty for me in the Orange County area in San Diego, or excuse me, Orange County area in California, where that's all I did, is I was able to help people that were looking to get focused and find financing. You know, SBA loans were my specialty, got into some business plans. This was in the old days where you actually printed out your business plan, and then if you were looking for investors, you numbered them, so you knew exactly, based on the binder, how many business plans you gave and to who, and you kept track of them. So that's what I did for 8 years. And this is the Cliff Notes version. After that, I said, you know, I'm so tired of, you know, really writing business plans for others. I want to build something myself. So I happened to have a neighbor who was asking me about her business plan. And as luck would have it, she shared with me this really incredible way that she packaged gifts, which were gift baskets. And if any of you have ever seen gift baskets, they're so beautiful when you can make things look like they're suspended in air and shrink wrap them, and they just look all pretty presentation-wise. So her and I got together, and she decided not to run the business or get funding, and I said, this is interesting. So her and I started the corporate basket together, and that's what I did for 9 years. Until my husband got sick, and then I had to sell that business, unfortunately. And that was in that time frame, we were just hitting another recession. I seemed to hit things in the recessions, but in 2007, I sold my business to one of my competitors who was my angel at the time, and had to regroup and figure out what I wanted to do. And along that, I really never wanted to go back to work for anybody else, so I sat and had a meeting with myself, to myself, and about opportunity on numerous occasions, and decided to write a book, and then from there launched this, which really was never my intention, but it just kind of came to be, was this wonderful group of women that we got together and thought, how could we be better advocates for each other, which led to Connected Women of Influence, and now we're hitting 12 years that we've been around. So, wow. You just took me through my whole life on that one.
Wow. So what was the reason you started Connected Women of Influence?
You know, I mean, I love to network. You know, Rob, you and I have known each other for a long time in Southern California. I mean, I do say it's almost 30 years. And, you know, to me, building business and building relationships is all about who you know. And I can, you know, say proudly, you know, the reason the corporate basket was as successful as it was is because of networking. But when I got a group of women together, we were having dinner one night, and what I was craving was, instead of having somebody talk at me as a keynote presenter, which I'm a speaker, so it's tough for me to say that. I know about 4 or 5 colleagues of mine, we were having dinner one night and talking, and just there was just such great shared discussion that
some, you know, again, one person brought up one thing, and I think I said, you know, gosh, I really love this conversation. I said, I wish we could do it more often, and I go with more women. I said, I've learned so much from all of you tonight. And they said the same thing, and then I think somebody challenged and said, well, Michelle, you've got time on your hands. You know, why isn't there a group of women like this? And I think it was the challenge, Robbie, that got me going and said, well, let's do this. Let's bring a group of women together and see what it looks like. And just, it was really craving more of these rich conversations and discussions focused on business, of how we can really share and grow and learn from each other, is how Connected Women of Influence started. And since then, my gosh, I mean, what we thought it would be and what it is now is just entirely different. You know, you follow the opportunity, and, you know, we listen to our members, and our members have great ideas, and each year we just, you know, change and shift and pivot and, you know, partner with members and all of it. It's been an interesting ride, I have to say.
So how did Sue Talks come about, and what are Sue Talks?
Great question. Sue Talks, everybody always goes, who is Sue? You know, Sue is a very important person. Sue stands for a woman who is successful, who is unstoppable, and who is empowered to themselves and to others. And Sue Talks came about because one of my members and my partner now, we were trying to kind of look for different ideas of what we could do to freshen up some of our events and Connected Women of Influence. And the story goes, and the kind of story is that Deanna Potter, which some of you might know, and she's my partner in Sue Talks, she said, you know, Michelle, we're just trying to think of different ideas of events. And she brought out and said, you know, there are those other talks. Why don't we do our own talks? And I think, you know, for me, it was like, whoa, mind blow. You know, why couldn't we do our own talks? And then it led to talks about women's empowerment and talks to inspire women. And, you know, of course, you have to have a cool name for it. And we launched our first Sue Talks in 2015, not knowing would this be something cool and fun and different. And we launched our first one in the fall of 2015, the night before our Women Lead Conference. And it was a great hit. You know, what women will do to polish and present and share a Sue Talk, as you so know, because you are one of our past Sue Talk presenters, it's an experience, you know, and it's really great to hear women's stories and passion and boldness and experiences on stage, which is what they're all about, to hear about women.
I know. It was a great experience, one that I'll never forget. You have some new news about Sue Talk. What's the big news?
The big news? Well, we are this year, which this year has shifted, Robbie, as you know. I mean, this whole year, 2020, we thought was going to start out with a bang, and boy, has it. You know, this year we are launching our Inland Empire Sue Talks, and really excited that we're going to dominate Southern California because we're in San Diego. We grew to Orange County. 2 years ago, we launched our Los Angeles Sue Talks, and this year is the launch of our Inland Empire Sue Talks. So the big reveal for us is we are going forward as planned. We have our dates for the year. For those, any of your listeners who are hearing, it is absolutely a different world right now with the coronavirus pandemic. But we're hopeful. We're looking at the second half of the year that things will change. And we also have a plan B in how we're going to make sure that Sue Talks will carry on and bugger on and be just as amazing as they've been, whether we can do them with a full room of 300 people or 200 people or simulcast it as an event that people can watch and register online. So we've got some good plans in the plate.
That's good. What two things have been instrumental to your success in business?
Oh, my. Yeah, good question. You know, I think everybody always says persistence is it. I do think that's it. You know, I mean, if I am charged with anything, I think it will be, even when it seems like there's no options, you just keep buggering on. You know, I'm going to go to Winston Churchill because that is absolutely what he used to say. You know, and all, you just got to be persistent. You know, even when people say no, I've trained myself to think, oh, that just means not now, right? When somebody says,
you know, you can't do it. I'm like, well, we're going to figure out a way, you know, just a different way than maybe what we thought. And I mean, I know that's gotten me very far. The other one I think that's been so instrumental is just nothing's ever going to be perfect. I mean, I love when people will tell me in our association that, you know, Michelle, you'll try almost anything. And I will. I mean, we'll try it. We'll, it'll never be what you think it will be perfectly when you start. But if you wait for things to be perfect, you'll never do them. And I think that's what, if I look back over the 12 years and even in my other business ventures, it's always been, let's try something new, you know, and there's a level of risk to that, you know. I'm not saying do stupid risk taking, but there definitely is something to be said for trying new things. And I remember even in my gift basket business when customers would call and they would say, hey, you know, do you do like muffin baskets and where you do you do centerpieces? And I remember saying to myself, you know, we don't today, but we will tomorrow. You know, it just makes sense. So, you know, listening to your customers that way and trying new things has been really, really central, I think, to my success in business.
That's great. Before we go to the next question, how can people get in touch with you?
You know, the two ways. You can go onto our website, which is connectedwomenofinfluence.com. There's a contact us, or you can look and see what Connected Women of Influence is all about. And if you're a professional woman, love to invite you to one of our events online or one of these days in person, right? And the other one, I'm happy to share my email. The easiest email is if anyone wants to email me at Michelle, which would be M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E at Sue, S-U-E, talks.com.
Also, you have two big events coming up that you moved the dates. What are those events and what are the dates of that?
Yeah, those were tough to do. Those are our Women of Influence Awards. We typically do those annually because we like to celebrate Women's History Month. Our San Diego Women of Influence Awards, which we have all of our finalists queued up and ready to go, has been postponed from March to August 5th. And then our Women of Influence Awards for Orange County, California, has been postponed to October. Oh, I'm going off my brain here. October 15th.
That's great. Share one of the most challenging experiences you dealt with in business, and how did you come out of it?
You know, is it? How about this one? I mean, I think right now has got to be one of the most challenging things I've ever experienced in business. You know, I mean, there's the recessions, which, you know, you look at that and go and you think, I have no control over what's happening in the recession and how can you, you know, kind of shift and pivot your business. But this one, that there's a coronavirus that's out there, right? We all are extremely concerned health-wise, you know, not only for your family, but your employees. It's like, you know, work is different now. Remote work is big. I mean, we've all had to be literally sequestered at home. And I think for me, the biggest challenge for us as a meeting and a membership organization is how are we going to sustain when, you know, probably 60% of our association has been on, you know, in-person events. And that, it's been a big shift for us. And I, you know, I look at all the other people that are doing it and you look at, you know, what do we do? What's it all going to look like when we come out of this? And I think this one's been our biggest question mark, you know, because I've seen some organizations that, you know, that are associations that weren't ready online. You know, they weren't able to navigate. You and NAFI, I know you guys moved fairly quickly online. We did too, you know, and then now we're all being bombarded with everything online. And we don't know what this is going to look like. So I don't know if you have any thoughts on that, Robbie. Let me question you because we're searching for one, how to keep our members connected. You know, we're about community, professional community, being supportive of other women like you are. It's just how to keep the band together and make sure that, you know, we've got members that are hurting, that, you know, they've lost contracts, they've lost clients through no fault of their own. You know, it's just, there's just business stopped, you know, and that's not sustainable.
Well, I think one of the things that I've found, I think because everybody's pretty close, they're happy, and many people are by themselves in their home, they're happy to be able to see their fellow members on Zoom online, and also the meetings are run pretty much the same way. They get a chance to say what they're doing or how they've changed. But the other thing I see is members are helping each other. We had one member that in one day lost $30,000 because her business is going into schools to do health shows with the kids. So, and
wow.
she wasn't geared to move online, but one of the members gave her great ideas. This week she's meeting with her partner and they're shifting it because she's a cute audience. All the kids are home. So,
yeah.
I mean, I see that happening. So that's good. But let me go to the next question. In your opinion,
sure.
What's one word that exemplifies you the most about you and who you are?
Risk taker? I'd say risk taker.
Yeah, I think you're that. Plus, you have a big heart.
Okay, but you didn't ask me two words, but I'll go with that one, too, because I do. I mean, I hurt when my members hurt, and, you know, just you, too. I mean, the love of women, you know, seeing women flourish and succeed and do what they want to do or, you know, leave corporate America and start their own thing or, you know, grow their career and navigate their career, you know, and excel is just super awesome. Women are doing it, and I get excited when I see more women taking on those leadership roles in business.
Me too. What are you doing to shift and pivot and adapt right now in unprecedented circumstances in business?
I think, you know, again, as a business that's related very heavily on events that are in person, you know, we shifted immediately to Zoom because we've been using Zoom for 2 years. I still wish I would have invested stock in Zoom 2 months ago. But that said, you know, it's been interesting to have happy hours online, you know, to have some of our coffee meetings online. I mean, the conversation, you know, I say you never know where it's going to go, has been really interesting to bond our members in different market regions that some of them had never met before. So they're actually meeting new people, and it's brought our community actually closer, you know, with what, you know, is kind of nice to have just different types of conversations, even if you're not in person. And then the other big one is our shift and pivot is to look at how we would actually produce larger events if we cannot legally, right, because of the coronavirus, meet in person with events over 50 people, is to look at how we do maybe, you know, part in person of so many people, and then we do the other that's simulcast, you know, and what does that look like? You know, it's not the same thing, but those are the big ones of what we've shifted to. And then the exciting part of all this and coming out is how we've adapted is in talking to some of our members that are also partners and supporters of CWI. I think we've got an idea of how we can go national with a national membership for Connected Women of Influence at this point that we never thought of before if, you know, all of this going online had never happened. So we're trying to see opportunity through a really tough situation. And at the same time, that's what entrepreneurs do, right? We look for opportunity when there might not be when we thought about it 2 months ago or a year ago.
I think it's because we have more time to think now. Usually before we're busy
yes.
running and preparing. So what do you
Absolutely.
Think are the biggest challenges small business owners and entrepreneurs face, especially right now with this pandemic that we're going through?
You know, bar none, because I'm hearing it from members. I mean, a lot of our members, it's like the nice part about interacting with each other, like probably like your, you know, NAFI members, is that when you can hear how others are navigating things, that takes a little bit of the fear away. But it's that, you know, the polarization and the being paralyzed of not acting and trying and really hunkering down is what I see as the biggest problem that's going to happen. You know, I mean, I remember in the 80s that my grandfather, which again, this was from Reagan, not my grandfather, but him telling me, you know, hi, I'm here from the government. You know, I'm here to help you. He goes, never believe that. And to me, that independence of figuring out how you're going to have to right now maybe reduce expenses or, you know, figure out a different, you know, kind of business model. It's like, you know, through stuff like this, which is never fun to go through, and this is different, I think, for every single one of us. It's how can we shift and pivot and adapt? I call it the spa, right? The shift, the pivot, and the adapt. So we all want to go to the spa right now, and this is what we have to do, unfortunately. And there's good days and bad days. You know, but don't paralyze yourself by not acting and trying different things or, you know, reaching out to customers and just saying, you know, how you doing? We're here for you, not to sell, just to be supportive, because that's what it's going to take right now to get through this.
I think so, too. The other thing is, I think right now, you know, everybody's got a book in them. And while they're home, this would be a great time. And you happen to be, tell people how you work with people that want to publish a book.
Yeah, you know, I love the word there's you got to specialize, right? So Womenly Publishing, which is a hybrid publisher, what we do is we only represent women authors that are looking to publish nonfiction work. So for us, if there's any woman out there that says, you know what, I'd like to be able to work with a publishing, let's say, partner that can has a couple of options for books. If you're a speaker, if you're a trainer, if you're a coach, if you're somebody who wants to put your knowledge and how-tos in a published book, we may be that very ticket. Because every single one of our authors, Robbie, except for me, which I hate saying that, is an Amazon bestseller. And the only reason I wasn't is because I didn't go through the campaign process like we put all of our authors through as we work with them. I was the very first one, and mine's the only one that's not an Amazon bestseller, and I have no idea if it is.
Well, your books are great. I've read them. They're great. Let's tell people how they can reach you again, and then we have about 3 minutes to tell them again how they can reach you.
Sure. So website's probably the easiest way, just to be able to say you heard me on the radio, and if you have questions or if I can be a resource, our website is connectedwomenofinfluence.com, and we have a contact us page, and I would be happy to be a resource however I can.
And also, they can look at the Connected Women of Influence about the membership and Sue Talks and everything else that's on there. It's a wonderful website.
It is there. Thank you.
So we have 3 minutes. What other words of wisdom would you like to leave with our audience?
Well, I think I want to give props to you because, and I know, whether you like it or not, I get 3 minutes. No, I'm teasing. But, you know, I have to say, Robbie, it's like one of the things I've always admired about you the most is your support of women. And I see how kind you are to women and supportive and a resource. And I see how much you take time, you know, to be able to put in nominations for other women. I mean, and you do it by expecting nothing in return. And I think if those of us as women could do more of that, you know, to have that mindset of just help the next one, whatever their line is, they might be more advanced than us in business. They might, I'm learning more from young millennials right now on social media than I ever could have imagined, right? And I'm feeling like, okay, I'm supposed to be the wiser elder, you know, but we can learn and we can share, you know, with other women in a way that can be great for all of us to get ahead in business and just to flourish and thrive. So that's my message, is be more supportive of women, because that's what it's going to take for all of us for the next
generation. And I think, I don't think, no matter how old we get, we're always learning. I had to learn Zoom, and then I had to learn how to stand up and do a suit talk. So like I said, nothing is impossible.
And no matter what age, right? Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Well, Michelle, it's been wonderful to have you on the show today. I mean, I just love the work, and I'm happy that I am a member of your Los Angeles group, and can't wait till we're back up and we get to be in person. But until then, we have to tune into your wonderful meetings online. I got to get on to the wine one and the coffee one. I just haven't had time, but I will.
And I need to get on a nappy one, so it's all of us. We're better together, Robbie. Let's go with that. You inspire me every time I talk to you.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and you have a great rest of the week. And look at all the work we're getting done. You're learning new things. I'm learning new things. And you never know where it's going to take us.
That's right, my dear. Thanks for having me.
Okay. So tomorrow, tune in at 4 p.m. for another great show and another great guest. And remember, the show is archived after we're done, so you can listen anytime at your leisure. Bye now.